New Year's Day morning. Happy New Year to you. I got a piece of wood snapped and dragged my hand into the circular saw on my table saw, because I make props and stuff, you know. And so I was lucky in a way. Well, I wasn't lucky in the beginning because I was on my own, but I was lucky in a way because I've only lost the tip of one finger, and it could have been a hell of a sight worse.
And you were rushed to hospital, were you?
No, I drove myself. I slapped my hand into my chest, jumped in the car and went, because I figured New Year's Day, hospitals would be too busy picking up, you know, the likes of yourself suffering from the night before.
So talk me through what the reality for your finger now.
My four fingers coming together very well. It was all my left hand. I don't know how I missed the middle finger, but I did. I took the top off the ring finger and a tiny wee bit off the top of my little finger, my pinky. But it's all healing up now. It's coming along really well. The surgeon's pleased. The sensation's there. It's all bending. I will have to adapt when I get all the bandage off and that for the handling of some of the stuff I do. But I can adapt, and that'll be fine. In the meantime, I've been sitting here organising the coming tour. I've been organising, we've got an online shop. All I do is sit here all day long, typing with one hand.
And you're not worried, Paul, that this might stop you being able to do any of the tricks you've done for years?
I was very worried in the beginning. I mean, that's the first thought, isn't it? And but I'm sure now that I'll be able to adapt. In any case, there's a great magician, called René Lavande. And he does fabulous cards magic, and he's only got one arm. So I had that in my head as well. I thought, well, if he can do it, I can do it, you know.
What did your wife say to you?
Well, my wife was doing your job. She does Radio Berkshire on a Sunday morning, and she was doing the New Year Day stint. And I stopped them ringing her till she'd finished the slot. Afterwards, she was in mild panic. She's kind of getting used to me being a disaster area.
Let me ask you, Paul, before you go. I just see on the news channel, the BBC News Channel now, there's your front page of the paper as they're doing their paper review. Paul, we had the Crankies on the programme last week. They were telling.
Oh, yeah, now that's weird, isn't it? That was 40-odd years ago. Well, he was doing the far too stereotype drunken Scotsman routine, you know, 40 years ago in a bar. Well, and it was all over with.
Well, both him and Jeanette were talking to me for quite a long time, actually. They were talking me through their life story, and you come up, and they basically said that they were really, really good friends with you, and they talked to me about this incident in which Ian admitted that he punched you.
This was picked up from his autobiography, which was written, God knows, it's ancient history.
Have a listen to what he said to me just last week, Paul. Did you deck Paul Daniels? Did you punch him?
Well, yes, and that also caused a lot of friction since that came back.
So talk me through that.
Paul
story.
Was a friend of ours, and he has since then obviously got upset and wrote me an email saying that him and Debbie were deeply upset, and I've tried to apologise, and I haven't heard from him since. So that upsets you.
And Jeanette?
Yeah, well, the reason he hasn't heard from me since was because I couldn't type. and he said he was going to give us a ring, but he never did.
I'll tell you, Paul, what Jeanette went on to say. In fact, it was Ian went on to say that Jeanette and Debbie were really good friends.
Indeed,
they would be really, really sad if that friendship had gone.
No, it'll get back together. It's just that, you know, it's the when. I mean, they spend most of the time in Australia. When they're not there, they're up in Scotland.
And what is your version of this punch? Did he deck you hard, or what happened?
No, he wasn't even in the bar. He just walked in while we were all talking, walked up to me and hit me, and was picked up and carried out by two fellas.
Did you deserve to be hit?
I wasn't doing anything. I was talking to somebody else. He wasn't even in our gang, as it were. I'll be honest with you, I didn't know who he was.
So, obvious questions. Obvious question. How come you didn't fall out with a man that punched you?
Well, because it was 40 years ago, man. How long do you hold a grudge?
Okay. Well, listen, we wish you well with a finger. It's a cracker line. You couldn't write back to him.
Well, I couldn't.
Because you've got a bandage.
I have been in some problems at this end. And I'm now looking forward to getting back to normal, you know.
Always nice to talk to you, Paul. Thank you.
Oh, I've just got a tweet that says, oh, God, they're dragging up the cranky story again. That's your fault.
That's my fault. Thank you, Paul.